This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. Anniston officials spent today answering questions and calming fears around an announcement Saturday from the Department of Health and Human Services. The department said Americans infected with the COVID-19 virus would be brought to a federal facility in Anniston. Local leaders pushed back strongly. After a slew of emergency meetings and phone calls, Congressman Mike Rogers said Sunday President Trump had canceled the plans. Rogers and other leaders around Anniston held a press conference this morning to offer details about the situation. WBHM's Andrew Yeager was there and joins us now. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Lissa.
What do we know about what happened this weekend?
Well, basically, as best we can tell, the earliest anyone in Alabama knew of this plan was Friday evening when the governor's office was informed of this. And the plan was to move people, Americans, who are infected with this new coronavirus. They had been quarantined in a ship in Japan. They're now at military bases in Texas and California, and move them to this particular facility in Anniston. After all the uproar, it was canceled. However, officials say that preparations had been underway for at least a week, but they just didn't tell local people. And the big issue for those here in Alabama was not only that they weren't informed, but they believe that this facility was not designed for this situation.
Tell us about the site that was to hold these people infected with the new coronavirus.
Well, this is a training facility run by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. It's called the Center for Disaster Preparedness. And this was created after 9/11 to train emergency responders in mass casualty situations. You know, think bombing or a chemical attack. They're very adamant that this is a training facility, not a quarantine facility. Congressman Mike Rogers pointed out that there are people there from around the country that are there for training and no way to contain the virus. Here's how he put it.
It was not only that we were ill-prepared, it was a boneheaded decision to bring them to a facility that's going to have individuals going back throughout our nation who could be contaminated.
Well, there's been a reaction among some that Anniston was pushing these people away, that they weren't extending a hand to those who had contracted this disease. Did officials say anything about that?
Oh, they did. And they sort of tried to have this careful balance of saying, we are concerned for these people. They are Americans. Certainly our hearts go out to them. But this is a facility that is not designed to care for them, that it really was about the particular situation on the ground and whether or not they were prepared. That if the facility were different, if their situation were different, they would be glad to have them in Anniston, but that just wasn't the reality.
What have you heard from the community?
Well, there were some members of the public at this press conference this morning. I did speak to a few after them. A few people told me about fear among the community this weekend and felt that after this information that came out today from public officials, that some of that fear would subside. Now, there were some who did not believe what officials had to say. They pointed to rumors that they had seen on social media, and officials pushed back against that pretty strongly. They said there's always activity around this this training center, so don't read into any one thing over another. And Congressman Rogers was insistent that no one with coronavirus had been brought to Anniston. I talked to one person, though, Glenn Ray, and he pointed to the fact that for years, industry had secretly dumped toxic chemicals in Anniston. There was ultimately a $700 million settlement. But Ray said that the community is still trying to move on from that, and it created a lot of distrust. And so this situation, when you have outside authorities announcing this plan without anybody seeming to know about it, that feeds into this distrust.
And for something like this to just drop, and make it seem like no one cares about this city, and we have good people here.
Well, is that it for coronavirus in Anniston?
Well, Congressman Rogers insisted that there will be no one coming, being brought to Anniston, I should say, with the coronavirus. But meanwhile, the director of the Calhoun County Emergency Management Agency announced that they're creating a task force apart from this, a task force to look at infectious disease control, just to better prepare for what we're seeing with coronavirus in general.
That's WBHM's Andrew Yeager. Andrew, thanks for talking with us.
Glad to do it.